it's time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon, and this is In the Conversation, the podcast. Yes, yes, yes. Back once again, another week in the books. Muhammad is away, but he will be back soon. Make sure y'all got those questions coming for that Ask Ali segment. You know what I mean? Yeah, check in with him. Ask him what you know, whatever questions you got for him, because he got takes. I'm telling you, he got takes. Anyway, I'm chilling, man. I'm in the moment, in the Krilla, at the mic, mildly. It ain't super swelter right now, just in this moment. But right now I do have I got a good mason jar glass of water on decky with a good amount of ice cubes in that bitch, keeping it nice and frigid. Two good size lime wedges. One has been squeezed out and dumped into the H2O concoction, and the other one is just hanging on the rim, chilling on some real poolside shit. Very, very opulent. Very, I don't know, opulent is the word. Self-care. You know what I'm saying? One of these glasses. This mason, I'm looking at this shit. It's telling me, oh, D, relax and chill. Kick it with the people. Talk. You know, have that one-sided conversation with your listeners, you know, so that's what I'm doing right now. You might hear a little bit of ice cubes jostling. You hear the jostle, you know what I'm saying? Like big chains. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, man, throwing that lime wedge in there, that's when you like, you know what? Nah, fuck that. I'm about to enjoy this fucking H2O. I'm about to enjoy this water. Because there's a part of me that want to have a fucking beverage with some sugar and shit in there. You know what I mean? And I'm trying to be cool. Trying not to chill. I mean, trying not to go crazy out here. So I'm enjoying life. It's good. It's nice. I said poolside. Poolside is a look, but it feels very like, because I got the mason jar, feels real porch. Like porch vibes. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if porch and vibe. I mean, porch, they're all porch vibes, but I feel like those are two different settings, you know? Yeah, but I do think, God willing, my next residence, I think I need a porch. I think I need a little porch life in my next residence. I want to be able to sit and get on my Bartles and James and just watch the world. You know what I mean? I mean, a nice little lawn or something, you know, nice little shaded porch and shit. I don't know what type of seating arrangement. I'm going to have the rocking chair. If I got a big ass porch, you know, it'd be ill. The wraparound porch, you know, but it's just me. You know what I'm saying? At this point, so it's a lot. Big ass wraparound porch with the rocket chair and maybe one of them little swinging benches, you know what I'm saying, for the people. Another little rocking chair, you know what I mean, for company, you know. Vibe. And pour a nice little dranky drink. Right now we H2O, you know. Mm-hmm. But that's the vibe right now. This is how I'm sitting right here with y'all, talking to y'all. You know, enjoying these last days of summer. You know, this summer felt like a long ass summer and a hot fucking summer. I'm not gonna lie. You know, I sweat a lot, so I'll be ready to wrap this shit up and get into that fall. You know what I'm saying? Get a little bit more crisper weather. But yeah, it's been a long little summer. You know, I feel like I've enjoyed myself. I think I've done a good amount. You know. I do, then there's times I'm like, yeah, I could go outside more. I could go outside. I feel like I should go outside, especially if I'm inside. I'm looking out the window and it's sunny. You know what I mean? Sometimes I just go outside just to not to waste the day. Let me get under the sun. Let me just be in it. And then there's times when I'm like, I want to do something, but I don't really even know everything that's going on. You know what I mean? Sometimes I'll be finding out about shit at the last minute. I'll be like, I probably would have went to that. You know, I probably would have went to that. I need maybe an outside Sherpa. You know, because a lot of my peoples, they, you know, I said this before, a lot of my peoples, they don't even live in New York no more. Or they like, you know, they on their family thing. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole different type of schedule, different type of timeline, you know. But I will also say I am quick to be like, nah, I'm good. You do enough of that, nah, I'm good. You don't always get invited. But yeah, I missed out on a couple different things. It was a boat ride situation, and I was good on the boat ride. I couldn't fuck with it. I get a little motion sickness. I get a little bit of, you know, seasick. You know what I'm saying? It's a motion party, nigga. You can't get in. I forget how that shit go. You know the song. But yeah, I ain't feel like Earling in a casual setting. You know? Because that's the thing. If I'm on a boat, I'm going to have to throw up and then I'll be straight. You know? But until then, my shit going to be, it's going to be, you know? And then you don't want to walk around thinking you got the, you know, the vomit breath. That's nasty. Anyway, y'all don't want to hear all that. Damn, this water good. I ain't gonna lie to you. I just poured this shit. This water is good water. Spring water. It's hot outside, but, you know, we almost threw it. But I'm enjoying it. Are y'all enjoying your summer? Y'all had a good summer? Did y'all do anything fun this summer? Let me know in the comments. Did y'all go anywhere cool? Any nice little vacations? Did y'all go to the vineyard? Any of y'all are vineyarders? Shout me, you know what I mean? Let me know if you up there at the vineyard. I see a lot of people there. Let me know if y'all up at the, you know, what else is going on with NABJ. We'll talk about that in a second. That was going on. Yeah. So that's what's up. What did I do this week? I went and seen Miss Pat. Went and go see Miss Pat live at Levity Live this past weekend. Never seen her live. Never seen her perform live and shit. And it was good. I enjoyed it. Miss Pat funny as a motherfucker. She was in her pocket. You know what I'm saying? It was cool. See her crowd. You know what I'm saying? She had that bitch flooded. You know, the people was out. You know. Shout out to my homie Nori Davis. Shout out to Sasha Medina. They were also on the show. That was a surprise. That was dope. That was good to see. Show was real good. Yeah, she definitely got her people. She definitely got her people out in the world. You know what I'm saying? So that was cool. Shout out to everybody at Levity Live. They always show me love when I fall through. You know what I mean? It's always a good place to go, you know, catch certain people I haven't seen in a minute. You know what I mean? So that was good. Sometimes I be thinking, yo, maybe I should start grifting. You know? You ever look on Instagram or one of the on social media and you see the grifters out here getting to it, duping the people. He be like, oh, like it's some money in this grifting. What's my grift? Should I grift? I don't think I want to do that. I feel like I'd be on guard. I don't want to bullshit the people. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to bullshit the people. You know, but I see it. I'm like, oh, that's the bullshit. That's a grift. They bullshit. But they got, that shit is moving. I see it. You know what I mean? I don't never really want to hate on the hustle. At least not out loud. I tell my people, I warn my people, I think that's a grift. I think that's some bullshit. I don't think you should fuck with that. I'm just going to tell you. I don't think you should fuck with that. But it's a lot of that shit going on. It is a lot of that shit going on. Boy, it's a hustle. So in the meantime, I'm not going to grift. So what I said, let me go ahead and start posting more videos. Let me try to bolster this motherfucking, this damn audience, get this social media content cracking. Let me stop being fucking precious. So I've been trying to do that. Put up like at least 3 joints and I'm going to keep putting up shit. I got a plan. I had a little bit of a snag in the plan. But rather than getting upset with myself, I'm just, I bet. you know, double back. We'll do what we need to do. But yeah, just to lock in, just to not be precious. It's the thing with me. One thing I like about doing comedy is I love the live show. You know, I like being in the moment with the people that came through, and it's ephemeral. You know what I'm saying? We in this moment, you could feel it. We laughing, we having a blast, you know. The other side of it, when you posting that shit, it's cool too. I've made my peace with that part of the game, you know. Posting videos, that's like the new flyer. That's just to remind people to remind people that, yo, I do comedy. You should come see me do comedy. You know what I'm saying? But I'll always prefer comedy live, even more so than specials. You know, like capturing a good comedy special. There are some great ones, but, you know, it's been a while for me where I'm like, yo, that shit. But, you know, there's definitely some great specials that I grew up on and great specials that I've seen over the years. But it's hard to capture that energy. You know, even as great as a special is, to me, there's nothing better than being in a fucking live room watching stand-up comedy, because you don't know what could happen in that moment. You know what I'm saying? And it's a communal thing. You know, it's a communal thing. So I'm still a fan of watching comics live. Like, I need to see what their live show is like, you know. And as far as posting clips, it's just like, you know, until anything is captured in the special and retired and burnt as material, it's always a work in progress. So it's like, it's in that moment I said it that way. In that next moment, I did it a different way. I might have added a tag. I might have pulled this out. I might have had a better audience, all this other shit, you know. So it's always me. I'm like, hemming and hawing, you know. Don't want to post this out, but yeah, fuck it. Got to. It's too transformative, and I need a transformation career-wise, you know what I'm saying? Or I'm going to be grifting out here. I'm about to be out this bitch selling all types of alternative medicines or some business coaching. Or I don't know, all types of silly shit. I don't want to grift. I don't even got the heart to really be grifting. Like I said, I want to be outside amongst the people. I don't want nobody to be like, nigga, you told me I was going to make millions. Nigga, I was lying, nigga. Come on, man. Have a drink. Come on, fuck out of it. Why'd you believe that? I was sitting in a video game chair. Shout out to all the cats sitting in video game chairs making content. I ain't doing that yet. But yeah. Again, no slander. Get it how you live. What else is going on? Speaking of Miss Pat, you know, Paramount Plus, you know, they got BET Plus on there for a long time. I'd always wanted to see some of the shit on there. Like, I only seen the first season of the Miss Pat show, so I'm probably going to tap into that. But what I did do is I just finished season one of Diara from Detroit, which I had been wanting and meaning to finish for a while. I caught a couple episodes, but now that shit is all on Paramount Plus, I watched it. I watched the whole first season, and it was good as hell. I enjoyed it. I don't know if you ever watched Diara from Detroit. I've been, you know, like telling people about it as long as from the first time I saw it. It's a good show. It's funny as fuck. It's black as shit. It's got nuance. It's got a lot of jokes, but then at the same time, it's got like some real stakes. It could be like thrilling. There's some excitement to it. It's a whodunit, you know. It's good, man. This is good cast. Yeah, it's really worth your time. So I'm excited to start watching season two. I'm gonna probably do that shit kind of at my leisure. I like not having a show right now. I'm not committed right now. I'm out here single, no show, and no show relationships. I see a lot of little shows out there. I'll get to them when I get to them, if I get to them. But right now, I just like just feeling unburdened. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't even got to worry about, damn, I'm a couple episodes behind. Fuck that. I'll see what I see. But yeah, it's good. It's good. If you get a chance, you got Paramount Plus, check out Diara from Detroit. I enjoyed it. And then what you call it, Average Joe, I think is coming back pretty soon too to BET Plus. So that's what's up. That's good shit. Looking forward to that. Other shit that I'm looking forward to on the music tip, I see Cleo Soul about to put out another album. I think that come out on the 20th. That might, yeah, I guess that's coming out. What's that? That's weird. Like a Thursday? I guess it's coming out. I think it's coming out on the 20th. Maybe. No, bugging. Maybe that shit is 9/20. I'm bugging. Yeah, it might be coming out 9/20. You know what's going on 9/20. Arlington Draft House. Arlington Draft House 9/20. That's weird too, because that's a fucking Sunday. I don't know. One of these days, Cleo Soul's putting out an album very soon, either a month or a couple days from now. I'm excited about that. I like her. I fuck with Cleo Soul a lot. I'm a Salt fan. You know, she's singing that shit. But then I really like her records. I had this thought. I was realizing just recently, Cleo Soul reminds me a lot of Amel LaRue. And maybe not in the same way vocally, but in the way that they got a lot of affirmations in their songs. You know, a lot of mantras in their songs, you know, but it's like, it's done well to where the song and the voice, you get caught up in that and you don't even realize, oh shit, you fucking inspiring me. You got me inspired. Oh shit, I didn't even catch this. I didn't even catch this shit. This is beneficial. This is good shit. So I like that. I like that. It reminds me, there's a group called D-Train. I think they're from Brooklyn, I'm pretty sure. And they got this song called Keep On. And you've heard it before. Sky's the limit if you know that you can dung. Have what you want, give what you want. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe you never heard. But that shit is keep on. That should be rocking. Keep on. But it's the shit, right? One of them shit you hear like a little at the block party or cookout, whatever the fuck, right? One day I was listening to that shit. I was like, yo, this shit is all about affirmations. You know what I mean? Like, it was, if you read the lyrics is definitely some shit you tell yourself in the mirror. I was like, wow, I ain't even catch it. Same thing with Yeah Glow. I've talked about that shit before. Fucking Glorilla, Yeah Glow. I like that shit. She get herself in check. You know what I mean? She her own corner woman. Anyway, so I'm looking forward to that. Also, Erykah Badu and Alchemist joint finally comes out on the 28th of this month. I'm ready for that shit. They just put out a record called Witch Doctor. I like that shit. Erykah's pen is, you know, what she do. You know what I'm saying? She's saying some slick shit on there. I watched the video. Video kind of reminds me of the window seat video. You know what I mean? Similarly, but with a different angle to it. But it's worth checking out. It's worth checking out. I'm really excited to hear what that shit going to sound like, because I fuck with Alchemist Heavy and I fuck with Erykah. And it's been a long time since Erykah's put out some new shit. So I think it's going to be dope. I think it's going to be dope. Cleo Soul, Erykah Badu on the way. That's nice. Stephen A. Smith gets the thumbs down award by the National Association of Black Journalists. Sheesh. They gave that nigga the thumbs down award. That's a funny sounding award. Nigga got the thumbs down award. That shit is crazy. I can just imagine motherfuckers is on stage just doing the thumbs down motion. Fuck out of here with that bullshit. He got the thumbs down award. That shit is spinning all over the internet. He felt the way, of course. Nobody want to get the thumbs down award from the people, from the National Association of Black Journalists, and you a black journalist, and they hit you with the thumbs down? Aw. Steve been moving kind of funny in the light recently, though. I ain't going to lie to you. Kind of MAGA adjacent, flirting with the Republican shit. Like, just, and speaking on shit that don't really need for him to be speaking on. Then they hit that nigga with the thumbs down. That's got to. It's got to sting. Got a sting, especially since he said he's been in the NABJ like a couple years in a row, was bringing First Take there and all of that shit. And, you know, they hit him there. They said that Smith has established a recurring public pattern of disparaging commentary directed at prominent black women across politics, sports, and media. Such commentary reinforces harmful narratives, undermines the fair and respectful representation of black women in public discourse, and stands in direct conflict with the NABJ's longstanding commitment to accurate, responsible, and inclusive portrayals of Black communities. Woo-wee! Don't talk down on the Black women. Don't talk down on the Black community. They don't like that shit. Niggas will get you the thumbs down. Steven feels like it's a personal hit job. You know, he got a whole, you know, Steven. Steve going to talk about it. Steve is the rebuttal master. You know what I'm saying? So he made about a 45-minute rebuttal. I ain't watch all that shit. I just took the, you know, I seen the clip, though. He's up. He's you know, feels bad. I was like, damn. You know, like I said, he been looking funny. So when I saw it, I was like, damn, ain't somebody checking him, which is interesting. I'm not mad at checks and balances in the community. Then I was like, immediately I was like, is this some clout chase shit? Like, is the thumbs down award? Is this some new shit that they created just for Stephen A. in this year of 2026? You know what I mean? Like, yo, the newly installed thumbs down award. Nah, the thumbs down award's been coming out since 1989. They've been fucking putting their thumbs down on motherfuckers. And typically, it's not really dedicated to one person. It's typically companies get it more often than not. They don't really single out a person. You got to be a real motherfucker. You got to really have made people feel a way. Like Pat Buchanan got it. I forget what other people got it just, you know, solo. And it wasn't like, and then I was looking at that because I watched, what's my man's name? Roland Martin kind of broke down the history of the Thumbs Down Award and who got it. And some years they didn't, you know, there wasn't one, but for the most part, you know, they've been doing this shit for a while. And, you know, for a minute I was like, you know, cause some years it might be like, some years it might just be one company, NPR, but then some years it might be a couple companies. Oftentimes it's more than one recipient. So when I first heard the story, I was like, damn, Steve got the, he got that shit by himself. He the only motherfucker holding the thumbs down award. But then I seen it's a few other people this year. CBS News got it. DeJuan McCoy, owner and CEO of Circle City Broadcasting, he got it. And the Washington Post got it, along with Stephen A. So, I mean, it's fucked up, y'all. But, hey. It happens. Maybe you could turn that thumb, you know what I mean? Bring it back. Anyway, another story. Laughing emoji is for old people via Complex. That's what they say. The laughing emoji is for old people, says Complex. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I don't need no reminders that I'm old. I'm cool with being old. I'm cool with being old. I'm comfortable in it. I told y'all, motherfuckers, I'm looking for a porch. You know what I mean? I'm chill, dog. At this point, if I got to look at it through the internet, I'm at least third generation old head. You know what I'm saying? I think at that point, you just have some acceptance. You know, if you look at social media, once you turn about 24, 25, you old, allegedly. I'm so cool with it. I don't even get triggered when I see the little videos of asking young people about older shit. Who's this person? You know what I'm saying? It'd be a picture of Usher. They're like, I don't know who that is. Who is this? You know what I'm saying? Who is that? They got a clock. They say, yo, what time is it? They don't know how to read time and shit. You know, cursive. Yo, what does this say? I don't know. What is that? You know, that's a new gen. That's their generation. Fuck it. Let them do what they do. They'll get old soon or they won't. Or they won't. I'm at the point now, like I see... I'm old enough to where I hear other people talking about old shit from their perspective, and it's not old enough for me. It ain't aged enough. I was watching somebody, this cat was talking about how he went to go get a bacon, egg, and cheese, and the shit was damn near $12, and he said, no, hold on. Oh, no, it was about almost $20 or something like that. It was going to be $20, got a bacon, egg, and cheese with a Snapple and some other shit, and the whole total is going to be like $20. And he said, nah, chill out. I gotta hold that. Y'all take that easy. I'm gonna go to the grocery store. I'm gonna go to the grocery store. This nigga was like, yo, he did like a grocery store haul. He was like, yo, for $20, I got bacon, I got eggs, I got mad rolls, I got cheese. You know what I'm saying? And a bunch of Snapples for $22. I got bacon, egg, and cheese for the whole week, which is a lot. As you get older, you got to be careful with them arteries. But he was like, oh, shit. You know, he finally cracked the code. And I saw somebody say, you know, niggas officially, we got food at home age. But then I'm going through the comments, and this is what I'm talking about. People are like, yeah, man, shit. Man, shit, these prices is getting crazy, man. I remember back in the day, I used to get a bacon, egg, and cheese. This shit was like $7. $7. $7 is not a bargain for a bacon, egg, and cheese. I see somebody who's like, nigga, that shit used to be $2.50. That's when you know you get older, when you got, you know, your price points have aged as well. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you from the era of a $2.50 bacon, egg, and cheese. $1.50 slice, a good slice, not when it was just dollar slices became like a novelty or some old lesser slices. That was the standard slice price, you know? Like, I remember a pack of sunflower seeds used to be 10 cents back in my day. But I remember a pack of sunflower seeds used to be 10 fucking cents, yeah? Word, 10 cents. David sunflower seeds, them shit's 70 cents now, the same pack. Sheesh. Man, thinking about that shit too, that's getting you, that's the pipeline to hypertension. Them sunflower seeds, that shit ain't nothing but salt in that bitch. Shit's used to hit the spot. Used to hit the spot, dog. I used to chew the whole fucking sunflower seed. The whole shit. Sometimes I ain't even, you know what I mean? Like, I just crunched the whole shit up and it was done. Fucking savage. So, yeah, man, the laughing emoji is for old people. It's fine. I'm cool with it. I ain't going to stop using the laughing emoji. Y'all niggas know. Laughing emoji is one of my favorite emojis. That's my go-to. That's my favorite shit because that shit, it's good. It works. It works. It gives the people, you know, gives the people what they want. Here you go. Ha, ha, ha. You know what I mean? You might mean it. You might not. It's like throwing singles. You know what I'm saying? It's the least you could do. Especially like when you're like your Instagram DMs from one person, that shit start turning into a fucking zine. Cause it's like 4+ DMs, you behind the clock, now you gotta get back and you hit them bitches with a couple laughing. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Fuck it, man. It's a lot. I'm just trying to get through it. Trying to get current. This is some shit I saw. I wanted to talk about this last week. I saw this thing. I don't wanna say it's some white people shit. Because that's unfair. Black people, we could do, you know, and they're all people. You know what I'm saying? POCs. I would hate to be down with the POCs, nigga. Rep your set. You know what I'm saying? Don't let them and then you and them POC. Anyway, there was this video. This dude threw a party for his dog's last day alive. I don't know if y'all saw this shit. Dog was a, you know, dog, they have to euthanize the dog. I guess the next day or something like that. So before they did, they just did a big party. Like, they invited a bunch of, like, all of their friends and shit. Like, had a real party. But it was in honor of the dog. You know, there's a few other animals in there, a couple other dogs in there. But it was like, you know, the community. All the friends and family. Like, it was like a kickback. It was, you know, a lot of people in there. And they were having it. And the dog was having it. The dog looked healthy. You know, that's the other thing is because that was the, you know, that was the setup, like the dog about to be put down. I'm looking for, you know, some weakness in the dog, at least some gray in the dog's beard. You know, this was like, it looked like the dog could, you know, still play fetch and do all of that other shit. All of the, you know, I don't know what the barometer of vitality is with a dog. I don't have no pets, but the dog looked healthy enough because I've seen some done for dogs in the world. And they still be, you know, getting dragged along. But this one looked like he had more than just one day left is what I'm saying. But they had like a great little party and shit like that. And they all enjoyed it. And it was just kind of cool. Like, they really threw a fucking party. Then I looked in the comments and I'm like, what's up with the dog? The dog looked like, you know, they would say the dog got liver cancer. Like, oof. And I guess the dog be weak and they don't eat and all of that shit. So it's just like for the best to put the dog down. Oh, sheesh. That's part of the reason, man. I haven't had a pet in so long, man. That type of grief. Your dog died. Your cat died. Your bird died. But I thought that was really cool. I thought that was a really cool type of, I never seen no shit like that. Never seen a send off, a home going before you know, before they was dead. Like, you know, it was like, oh shit, they put the fun in funeral. Had a friend of mine ask me to take a personality test. You know what I'm saying? You know, some, I got some compatibility type shit, you know, that type of thing. And I took the personality test, one of them Enneagrams or whatever. I don't know. Do y'all believe in personality tests? Let me know in the comments. Do y'all believe in the personality test? It feels like astrology a little bit. It feels like astrology, especially when you take the personality test. It's either this question or this question. There's no room for nuance. It's either this or this. And sometimes they's like almost like the same shit. And they kept like a little pop-up coming through like, look, don't pick the answer that you think you should pick. Pick what you really feel. So I was like, all right. You know what I mean? It's a whole thing. But yes, I did that. I did that shit. I think they got me as a reformer. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if that's sensitive information. I don't know if y'all going to fucking judge me based on that. I don't know if I should have, you know, somebody sitting there like, I knew it. That type of, yeah, I felt kind of reformer energy. Making playlists as a meditation. I be thinking about that. That's some shit that I want to do. Like I always say, I should make a playlist. I make playlists like on the go shits. Like I just pick up my phone. I'll be like, yo, let me play that next, play that next, play that next. But I don't commit them to a list. It's just how I feel in the moment. But then it's like, you know what, man? Let me craft a playlist. I think about it. I have the intention to it, but I never sit down and really, you know, craft a playlist. I don't lock in like that. Because honestly, I grew out of a playlist kind of fast. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not committed to this playlist. It's fine. This is cool for when it was. You know, so that's why I guess sometimes people be having, like, real specific playlists. You know, playlist August 2026. Just to let people know, this is what I was on in August 2026. You know what I'm saying? Now it's September 2027. I don't listen to none of that shit no more. But if you want to go and see what I was on back then, it's, you know, it's archived or whatever. I am rambling, but I'm having a good time. Let me take another sip of this water. Sweating like a motherfucker. I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm about to wrap this shit up. Yeah, I think I'm going to wrap this shit up, honestly. I hope you enjoyed it. You know what I mean? This was off the muscle, you know? We still having this conversation. We still having a conversation, man. It's different without Muhammad, man. You know what I mean? It's just me talking to the mic. And again, hoping y'all listening. Again, I would love for y'all to engage in the comments on the Instagram page, on the SoundCloud page. Like, yeah, let's hear about it. Tell me what you're feeling. Tell me what y'all what's going on in your summer. You know what I mean? Like, do you agree with this thumbs down award? You know, what you watching? You excited for these albums coming out? You excited for anything? Whatever. Fucking, let's make it a community. Let's make it a community. Goes from conversation to community. But for real, again, if you got questions for Ali, I told you got some takes. I just had a conversation with him a couple days ago. You know, if you got questions, you know what I mean? Send them, DM me. Send them to me. I'm going to send them to him and he's going to holler at y'all. Yeah, I think it's time for me to transform and roll out, to be totally honest with you. Do want to say before I go, September 19th, Comedy in Harlem, I'm headlining Uptown. Comedy in Harlem, I'm coming back. September 19th, that's a Saturday night. September 19th, I'm at Comedy in Harlem. Tickets are on sale right now. ComedyInHarlem.com, DamianLemon.com. And then that next day, September 20th, I'm in Arlington, Virginia at the Arlington Draft House. ArlingtonDraftHouse.com, DamianLemon.com. Them tickets are on sale. They've been on sale again. I'm trying to sell both of these motherfuckers out if we can do it. You know what I mean? So lock in, cop your tickets, and let's make it a, you know what I mean? An evening. An evening to remember, man. I got some shit I want to talk about. I got some shit I've been doing, and it feels good. So, yeah, that's what's going on with me. That's where you can see me. That's where you can find me. All of that fly shit. But if you can't get to that, as always, come here. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Hello. Keep having a conversation.
be in the conversation.